Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Erevin, daf in Dalet. Yesterday's daf in Gimel was the beginning of the fifth parak of Erevin, but as I mentioned yesterday, we start the fifth parak of Erevin with two pages of Agadata. Yeah, yesterday and today. The Mishnah and the parak is going to be characterized by a discussion of more of Erev Tchum in terms of how exactly to configure a city and know exactly where the 2,000 amas are outside the city. The first mission that we did yesterday in the fifth parak of Erevin talked about squaring the city, but after the Mishnah made a point to squaring the city, and the Mishnah's first words were, Kate said, Ma'avrin es ha'arim, so the Gemara then went on to a discussion of what exactly is the right nusach of the Mishnah. Is it with an ayin or is it with an aleph? And then the Gemara went into a long tangent, which covered yesterday and which will continue to today, in terms of how careful and meticulous we should be in the way we say the words of the Torah and the pronunciation. This exchange of the Gemara continued through most of yesterday and will continue through today. We're on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are continuing with this discussion. One of the things the Gemara noted yesterday was that there basically were two communities in Eretz Yisrael. There was the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Gala. Bnei Yehuda was south, like Yerushalayim, and Bnei Gala was Tzipori Tveria. Bnei Gala were not as careful as the Bnei Yehuda. The Gemara on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph goes on to describe that there were four basic differences between the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Gala. The Bnei Yehuda, the Gemara on the bottom says they were very careful, they were very medayik about how they pronounced the words and the enunciation of the words. In addition to that, they also only learned from one Rebbe and not from multiple Rebbeim. The Bnei Yehuda would teach others Torah. Well, the Gemara referred to that as Galim Masechta, and also they gave simanim. They gave mnemonics in terms of how they remember the Torah. This is all in praise of the Bnei Yehuda. The Bnei Galo were not as careful. I noted yesterday, it is a little bit strange, it's a little bit odd, because most of the Torah that comes to us via Eretz Yisrael comes to us through the northerners, meaning Tveri and Tzipori, where that was the home of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and basically all subsequent Amoraim. Few of the Tanayim lived down in the south after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe Rabbi Kiva was down south, but in other words, generally speaking, the communities were up north, so it is a little bit strange that the Gemara is really castigating the northern when most of the Torah comes to us from the northerners. But, okay, I made that point yesterday, I'm reiterating today.
What part of Jewish history are you talking
about? Yeah, correct. Meaning
the first temple, second temple?
I'm assuming that the Gemara was speaking topically at their time, but I don't know. I'm not sure about that. The Gemara gave us a number of examples of the Bnei Gala who just simply were not careful about how they spoke. On Nun Gimel Amud Beis now, we got a lot to do today, so I'm going to go a little bit quicker than usual. So, Bnei Gala de lo daika lelishtei, it's about a quarter of the way down. It's the last short line on the Amud. So the Gemara says, give me an example of this. So the Gemara talks about a Galilean who goes around and he asks for Amar. But he doesn't say it. He's not clear. He just kind of mumbles. And he said the word Mar. So Amar le Galiashota. So they said to him, you foolish Galilean. Chamar l'mirkav, in other words, when you said the word mar, did you want chamar? Did you want a donkey? Oh, chamar l'mishter, maybe you wanted some wine. Amar l'milbish, maybe you wanted wool. Oh, imar l'iskaser, maybe you wanted a sheep to be shechted. There are so many possibilities of what the word mar could mean, especially if you're not articulating. And so therefore, he was put down because he didn't know how to pronounce. Hayi yisasa debaya l'mem l'chaver, the Gemara gives another example. Here we now turn to a Galilean woman. And she says to her friend, Tai du'uchle chalba. Come over so you can drink some milk. But again, she wasn't articulate, and she wasn't clear about how she said it. Amrle, shluchti tuchle lavi. I hope a lion eats you. Okay, so again, the words are very similar, and she wasn't careful about how she pronounced it. And so obviously what came out is a gross miscommunication of what she meant. Hahi isasa da'asila kame. The Diana. Now there was a woman who was standing in front of a judge. Now she did not mean to speak in contempt of the judge, but again, she wasn't articulate. She wasn't saying her words clearly. Amarle, Mari Kire, Rashi explains, that's pejorative, right? In other words, Kire means like you're a slave. right? She didn't mean to say the word kiri, she meant to say the word kiri. Now, again, I'm not proficient in language, so I don't know the difference between kiri with a chaf versus kiri with a kuf, how exactly they are pronounced differently than one another. You really need somebody who knows, like, real language to know the nuanced differences between them. Anyway, so Amrle Mari Kiri, Tafla Havyali, the ganvach min, I had a beam and the beam was stolen from me. The kadahavas the kadsharjolachi lave lamati karecha ara, and she's trying to describe the length of this beam. And she says to the judge, "Well, let's put it this way: if you were tied to the beam, so your legs won't have hit the floor." In other words, she was trying to indicate to the judge that he was not exactly the tallest man she's ever met. Again, contempt to the judge. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says she didn't mean any of this. And you can see Rashi inside. I'm not going to go through the Rashi right now in terms of what exactly she meant to say. But again, because of her inability to articulate, so therefore she thoroughly miscommunicated her message. Amasa debe Rebbe. The Gemara now turns to the maidservant of Rebbe. We get to see a lot of her throughout Shas. The Gemara quotes her again and again. She was an extraordinarily wise woman. Now, she and Rebbe would have kind of like a code speak. They would talk to one another and in a way where they understood each other, but not necessarily people, other people in the house. So, Amr Hachi, Ala Nakfat Bekad, Yadun Nishrei Lekineim. When the jug hits the bottom of the barrel, is it time for the eagles to go home, back to their nest? Okay, what does this code speak mean? It means basically that she's asking Rebbe, the students that are here, should they go home now? Because if so, I'll send them home. And when she wanted the students to come in and sit down, Havarama, this is her code speak that she would say to Rebbe, Lo ya'ade baster chaverta mina, v'tit kafe alat bekad, ki ilfa da'azla biyama. Do you want the jug to be floating in the wine like a boat is floating in the ocean? In other words, I open up a new barrel of wine in order to pour in front of the young men. Rabbi Yossi bar Asin ki ave mishtai b'lashon chachma amar asu li shor mishpat. So again, the Gemara goes over other chachamim who were very articulate with one another and also had kind of like a code in which they spoke to one another. So he says, prepare for me shor mishpat b'tur miskan. Shor Mishpat, Rashi explains. All right, he's referring to Tardin, right? Tardin, beats, if you will, right? Shor Mishpat, from the same word as Tor, Aramaic for Tor, and Mishpat comes from the word Din. So if you take the two words together, right? Tardin and Bitur Miskan. Tor Miskan literally means the poor mountain. In the context of our discussion, it's char dal, char har, right? The ches and hay are always interchangeable. So tor is mountain, which is also the same word as har. And miskain means very poor. In Hebrew, dal, char dal. Basically, beets with mustard, right? But again, they had like code speak, they spoke to one another. So I don't know why this was such a secret message, right? A little beets with mustard, but the Gemara gives other examples of code speak. Now, when he wanted to know, right, should I stay at this hotel, should I stay at that hotel? Amar hachi gvar pum din chay, or din chay. Right, this individual, how is his mouth? In other words, the word ushpiza, right, the ushpiza can be broken up into ush, which is ish, that's gvar, pi, which is mouth, that's fum, and ze, right? Ushpiza. Hachi gvar pum dein. Chai. Amaze tova yesh. Yesh. Like, what good is he? Right, should I stay at this hotel? Should I not stay at this hotel? A hotel, by the way, back then was like, you know, a house, an innkeeper. Right, bed and breakfast. Rabbi Abau kaveh mishai b'lashon chachma hava amar hachi. Again, Rabbi Abau also spoke in a little bit of code, and he said, atrigal p'chamem arkivala zahavim. Put the esrog on the coals, right? Roast it over the zahav, over the gold. Va'asu lishnei megidei ba'alta, and prepare for me megadim, delicious foods. Right? The word zahav in my translation is gold. The Rashi says, referring to coals, glowing coals. Okay, the anyway, and basically, all this was code for basically get me, prepare for me the chicken. So, again, other ways of how exactly he said it, but code speak. So they asked him, where's Rabbi Abau? Meaning, I'm sorry, where's Rabbi Elai? Okay, Rabbi Elai, we haven't seen him this morning. Anyone know where he is? He's kind of tzafun. Tzafun, of course, meaning hidden. Right, right after the meal at the Seder. So we talk about tzafun. So Amar Lahen Alatz Binara Aharanis. So he gives them a coded answer in terms of where is Rabbi Elai? He says he's with Na'ara Aharanis. So Aharanis Iranis Vihani Irisa. So in code, he's trying to explain to him where Rabbi Elai is. Now, what exactly does that code mean? So Armila the Gemara gives a couple of explanations. Isha. So some say it's a wife. And if you take a look at Rashi, in other words, right, he was with his wife the previous night. So Aharanis Bas Kohen, Acharonis Mesa, Ishto, Rishona Vizu Achrona. Meaning, this is now not his first wife, but it's his second wife. And, okay. And as a result of that, he was up very late. Amila Misechta. Now, there's another translation which is not, it's not referring to a woman, but it's actually referring to a Misechta. He was very involved with a Misechta. Rashi points out, what does that have to do with Aaron? Meaning, Rashi explains that he was learning Seder Kachim. And he was the Avodas Aharon. And that's why he was up so late last night, and that's why he didn't find him this morning. Amila Rabbi Elai, Espina Nechon Rabbi Abau, Safon. Now they turn to Rabbi Elai on another occasion, they said, where's Rabbi Abau? Amalem Nitzia Eitz Bemachtir Vihingiv Lemifi Boshes. So again, in some sort of code, he explains to him, what does that mean? Rashi writes, Natal Rishus Minasi Machtir. So, Hashem Shenosim Rishus Lesmoch. So, he was together with the Nasi. Right? The Nasi is referred to as a Machtir. He crowns others, meaning he gives smicha. V'lekorso Rebbe, Mayaz V'halahu Kasher Lios Muchtar, Lika Rebbe Mumcha. Once you receive authorization from the Nasi, so now you're now called a Rebbe, you're a Mumcha, you're a you're certified. The imta'a lo yishalem. So that is where he was, and he went down to the south, meaning he went to go study. Rav Yeshua bar Chananya mi'amai lo nitzachti adam chutz mi'isha tinak v'tinokas. Rav Yeshua ben Chananya also describes how he had an exchange with various people. Rav Yeshua ben Chananya says, basically, I'm usually on the winning end of an exchange. Three occasions in my life, I was in the losing end of an exchange, and that was an exchange I had with both a woman, a young man, very young man, and a young woman. Isha Maihi, so first he describes his exchange with a woman where he lost the exchange. Pamachas Nisarachti Etzach Sanya Achas, one time I was staying by an inn. Asali Pulim Beyamrisha Nachaltim. Beans were made for me on the first day I ate it. Velo Sharete Behem Klum. No leftovers. Shni Avaloshiartamem Klum, second day, also delicious. Biyom Shlishi, Hiktachtim Memelach. Now, on the third day, she literally burnt them, but burnt them over here means she ruined them. Meaning, she added too much salt to it, and she really ruined it. Kevin Shetahamtim, Mashachti Yadamehem. So I tasted it, and it was obviously, it was way too salty, and I didn't eat any more. So Amra Li, she says to me, Rebbe, Mimemain Chasawait. So why aren't you eating? So he's now going to try to come up with some sort of excuse why he didn't eat. Amarti la kfar si'ati mi ba'od yom. Well, I ate already. So I'm released. So she says to me, "Hayla limshoch yadecha min apas." So he says, "Well, that wasn't smart. In other words, you should have not eaten from the bread." So I'm released. She says back to me, "Shema lo inachta peya birishonim." The v'lokachamur chachamim, and don't the chachamim say in Mishayim Peah be'elfis? You're not allowed to leave anything over from the pot. Of a Mishayim Peah be'ka'ara, but you're supposed to leave something over from the plate. In other words, you shouldn't have eaten before you've gotten here, and you know you shouldn't have eaten before you gotten here. And basically, she was calling into question his excuse in terms of why, in fact, he wasn't finishing the food. Okay, Tinokis. So in other words, that was one exchange where he was not on the winning edge of the exchange. She was right, he was wrong. Next exchange was exchange he had with a young man. A boy. So my he pamacha says malach bederch vaisi derech overs besader vaisi malach bam. I was walking through someone's field, okay, and you know you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to walk through somebody else's field. Okay, it's their property, especially if they're makpid. So amra litinokas achas Rebbe lo sadi hizu. So the child asks me, aren't you walking through somebody else's field? So amarti la lo derech kavusha hi. So I said to her, by the way, it's a young woman, it's a girl, it's not a boy. So I said to her, what do you mean? Meaning, obviously this is a pathway through somebody's field. It's okay, it's a path. So Amr Li, so she says to me, Listem kamoscha kavshua. Yeah, and you know who made the path? You made the path. Meaning by walking back and forth through the person's field, and by making a path. So she called him a thief, meaning you're the one who actually created this path, and now, after making the path, you point it and you say, oh, it must be, it's a cut-through, it's okay. No, it's not okay, and you made the cut-through. She was right. Tinok mayi pamachas eitzem malach b'derech v'isi tinok yoshev al parshas derachim. Okay, there was a young, here's a boy, and the boy was on a crossroad. The amarti lo be'eze derech neilech. And I said to him, well, which way should I go? Le'ir. So Amrali zu k'tzara v'arucha v'zu arucha v'k'tzara. So the boy gave me a cryptic answer, and he said, well, this path is very short, but it's long. And this path is very long, but it's short. Okay. V'alachti b'k'tzara v'arucha. So I thought, okay, I'll go down the short path. I know he said it's long, but it's a short path, so I'll go down a short path. Now I got to the city. Now granted it was short, but once I got to the city, there was no access to get from where I was. Into the city, it was I was basically in a garden and an orchard, but there was no cut through. So I got angry at the kid. I said to the kid, you told me this was a short path. Amar li, v'lo amarti l'charucha. Yeah, but I told you also it was long. Right? That's the pshat. Meaning you'll get to the city quicker, but you won't be able to get into the city, and you're going to have to end up walking around. So in other words, take the long path, because that's shorter, you'll actually get in. Now shakti arosha v'amarti lo, I kissed him on his head, and I said to him, Ashrechem Yisrael, shekulchem chachamim gedolim, atem migdochem ve'at katnechem. And he was happy, meaning we're talking about looking at the silver lining, right? Seeing the positive in a negative situation, meaning he ended up, because of this kid's brights and the smarts, he ended up having to turn around and walk back. But then he realized, the kid's smart, and God bless the Jewish people that they're so smart. Rabbi Yosef Glila havaka azal ba'orcha ishkeche lebruria. Okay, I promised you, and here we're going to deliver two stories regarding Bruria. Bruria was the wife of Rabbi Meir. We see Bruria as a personality in Shas, probably more than any other woman. Yalta, there's a wife of Rav Nachman, is another one who we see quite often. But Bruria probably we see the most. And the Gemara over here cites an exchange between Bruria and Rabbi Yosef Glili. So Rabbi Yosef Glili says to Bruria, so Amar la be'ezah derech ne'elech l'lud. Okay, I need to get to Lod. So how do I get there? What seems to be an innocuous question. Amar le Galili Shota. So she speaks to him, and again, by the way, I quipped about this earlier this morning, but I'm marveled by it. How, like, in other words, the Gemara really puts down the Galila man. She's speaking to him, like, in very rough terminology. Right? You foolish Galilean. Lo kacham ruchachamim atar besicha im ha'isha. Right, one of the first Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. Right, you shouldn't be speaking so much to a woman. So Hayalach Lomar, now he was speaking so much, all he asked was for directions. She says, no. Hayalach Lomar, be'ezel alud. You could have taken a sentence of four words and reduced it down to two words. And meanwhile, write 100% more of what you needed to say. So be'ezel alud. Bruria shkach lahu tamida dava gagars b'lechisha. A second episode with Bruria, she sees a student and he was learning, which is great, but he was running quietly. He wasn't saying the words. So Batsha Bay, so she kicks him. Okay, and just in case you didn't think that's what it meant, Rashi says, Bata Bo. So she kicks him. Amar le lokach kasov arucha bachol ushmura. Right, if it is literally aruch, if it's organized, it'll be preserved. Im arucha b'ramach evram shalcha mishtameres v'im lavinim mishtameres. you got to really shake. Meaning, we look at the shuckling and we're like, what's that? But in other words, the Gemara right here basically says it. You got to shake. When you're learning, there has to be some sort of physical aspect to the act of learning. It can't be just some sort of cognitive exercise, but you got to really move your body. And if you're aruch b'ramach eveirem shalcha mishtameres, that's how you get the Torah preserved inside of you. V'im la v'ina mishtameres, but if not, it's not going to preserve inside of you. And now the Gemara, really almost an amud of Gemara, is going to now segue into a discussion of how do you keep the Torah inside of you, right? The tendency is to forget. In fact, you forgot yesterday's daf. I know I would have. The Gemara yesterday pointed out that shichacha is like a pit. In other words, everybody forgets. And Tosos in yesterday's daf talked about how when we start the next mesechta, we end up forgetting the mesechta we just learned. Us in the daf yomi, we're familiar with that with that experience. Look, it's great that we're learning. That's a good starting point. But we understand the act of forgetting. So the Gemara over here is really going to spend almost an entire amud of discussion. Really great Gemaras in terms of how we can keep the Torah inside of us. And we already got our first pointer of the day for Bruria, which is you got to shake. You got to speak loudly when you're learning. So Einena Mishtameres. Tana Tamid Echad Hayala Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara tells us a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer had a student. Shaya Shone Belachash. He would learn, but he would learn very quietly. 3 years later, he has already forgotten all of his learning. There was a student for Rabbi Eliezer who was chayev Sreifa. Now the Gemara does not tell us why. Hard to imagine that's because he forgot all of his learning, but it's interesting how the Gemara kind of bridges these two stories together.
Is that a beat in back then to actually send us for like that?
No. In other words, but no. I assume not, but well, for whatever the case is. Amru hinichu lo adam gadol shimesh. So they say, now who the they are, it seems to be the Malachi Asharis. Seems to be. Leave him alone, he served an adam gadol. Right? Look, in other words, you're right, the learning he remembered, he's now forgotten. But he served Talmid Chachamim, so for that alone. Amle Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinna Psach Pumeh Kari, Psach Pumeh Tani. So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda Shinna, that was his name that he referred to Rav Yehuda constantly. Rav Yehuda learned under Shmuel, and he says, open your mouth when you read Psukim, open your mouth when you learn Mishnayos. Ki hech ditzis kayem bech, v'ture chaye. So first of all, the Torah is going to be preserved in you, and you're also going to have a longer life. Shenemer ki chaim heim lamotzeihem ulechol basar marpe. It is a healing for the entire body. Al tikrei lamotzeihem ela lamotzeihem. Motzeihem doesn't mean it just simply comes out, but you cause it to come out. Meaning you're loud in terms of how you say the Torah. Motzeihem bepeh, you articulate it with your mouth. Am leishmol Rav Yehuda Shinana chatov echol chatov ishtei. Quickly eat, quickly drink. Now, it's funny, you could have said the Gemara over here as just simple Muslim, meaning don't spend a lot of time eating, don't spend a lot of time drinking. Although, to be fair, and what seems to be the correct pshat of the Gemara, meaning enjoy life a little bit. Meaning don't think to yourself like, okay, I'm just going to learn and no eating and no drinking, but enjoy life a little bit. V'ishtei da'ama da'azlina minei ki'ilula dami. You know, life is like a chasna. Meaning it comes, it goes, it's going to be pretty quick. So in other words, while we're here, so eat and drink and enjoy a little bit. Amalei Rav L'Rav Amnuna B'ni Mishcha Itev L'cha Lech She'in B'shol Tanug. And again, it's just from the simple context of the Gemara, that seems to be another point the Gemara is hitting, which is, enjoy life a little bit. So, Im Yeshlecha Itev. In other words, if you have means, right, don't live above your means, but if you have the means, so enjoy it. You're not going to have any of these types of pleasures in the grave. So again, life is very temporary. Life is very fleeting. So enjoy it a little bit. The ein lamavis hismamea. And oh, by the way, in terms of death, like don't wait for it because it's going to come and it can come at any point in time. Now maybe you'll say, okay, you know what? I'm saving all my money for the next generation. So the Gemara says, that's really ridiculous. Okay, I know it doesn't sound like I'm giving prudent financial advice, but what I'm doing right now is I'm reading the Gemara. So, and the Gemara is speaking. So, it's our job to listen. So, chog b'shol miyagilach, meaning after the grave, who's going to say to you? B'nei Adam domim la'asvei asadeh. The Gemara says, you know, people are a lot like grass in the ground. Halalu notzitzim v'halalu novelim. Some grass grows and some grass doesn't grow. Rashi explains. It's really important to see Rashi over here. Rashi explains. Miyagilach im nish'er b'yadam shema yavduhu. Meaning, you leave a large estate for your kids. All right? You really know they're going to take care of it? You're really that sure? Meaning, if you could say with confidence, they're going to take care of it, fine. I can understand leaving money for the next generation. But who knows? And look at the next Rashi. Halalu notzitzim, klomer. Kishehem gedelim gedela parnasasam v'oshrami mahem v'ein chasarach li'idag aleihem. Meaning, and you know, they'll make their own monies. So, you don't have to worry so much about them. Okay? I know, what's it called? Any estate planner is going to, you know, we're double over right now. But, okay, that's, again, it's just a simple Gemara. I'm Rav Yeshua Melevi, I'm Alach B'derech Ve, Einim O Leviya Yasuk B'Torah. Rav Yeshua Melevi teaches us that if you're going on the way, and no one's there to escort you, and no one's there to accompany you, so learn Torah. Shenemer Ki Livyas Chein Heim, Chash B'Roshu Yasuk B'Torah. Let's say you have a headache. What's the solution? Learn Torah. Shenemer Ki Livyas Chein Heim, L'Rosh Cha. Chash B'Grono. Let's say you have a bad your throat hurts you. Yasuk B'Torah. Again, solution? Learn Torah. Right, you're probably going to get the hang of this after a couple more of these. Shenemer V'Arnakim L'Grogosecha. Chash B'Me'av. Let's say you have a stomach ache. Yasuk B'Torah. Solution? Learn Torah. Shenemer Refuas Tihi L'Sharcha. Chash B'Atzmosav. Let's say your bones are hurting you, your joints are hurting you. Yasuk b'Torah shenemer u'shikui latzmosecha. It's great for your bones as well. Chash b'chol gufo. Let's say you have an overall malaise of the body. Yasuk b'Torah. Great, learn Torah. Shenemer l'chol b'saro marpe. Pasuk says it's great for the entire body. I'm Rav Yehuda bar Chiya bar Reish. Lo kimidas kash baruch hu midas basav adam. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu does things that we're just simply unable to do. You know, when you give medicine, every medicine's got side effects. There's no such thing as the perfect drug. So in other words, good for one, bad for the other. Now, the Gemara can mean a couple things over here. The Gemara can mean good for one person, bad for another, but also can mean even in one person, right? In other words, for some parts of you, it's great. For other parts of you, it's really bad. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu ain okay nasan Torah l'Yisrael sam chayim l'chol gufo. Torah, on the other hand, is the perfect medicine. It's great for all aspects of the body, and there are no ill side effects of learning. Shenema l'chol b'saro marpe. Am Rabbi Ami may dechsiv ki naim ki tishmerim bevinech yichonu yachtav asfasecha. We're going to go back to the theme of keeping the Torah inside of us. Not just learning Torah, but the preservation of Torah. The Pasuk the Gemara quotes over here from Mishlei. It's the Torah should be pleasant, kept in your belly, yachon yachtav asfasecha, going off your lips. And the Gemara explains that this is a methodology. Emasai divrei Torah na'im bizman shetishmerim bevitnech, ve'emasai tishmerim bevitnech. How are you going to keep them inside of you? Bizman sheyachon yachtav asfasecha, by articulating. You got to say the Torah in order to keep it inside of you and preserve it inside of you. Rabbi Zera amar me'ach, simcha le'ish b'ma'aneh fiv, v'davar bi'ito, or daber bi'ito. So ma'tov emasai simcha le'ish, sh'bizman she'ma'aneh b'fiv. When is a person happy over the Torah that he learns? When he's able to give answers. Somebody asks you a question in Torah, and you just simply, oh, I know the answer. That brings true joy to a person. Or you give timely information. Rashi gives an example, right? Shoshim Yom Kodem Lachag. Right before Pesach, you got to tell people what the halachas of Pesach are. So if you're giving timely information, that also brings about a simcha. So matov. Again, other sources that we can cite in Psukim that speak to this idea of the preservation of Torah. Amos like karov elecha. When is Torah really close to you? Bizman shebeficha uvevavcha lasoso. When it's in your mouth, when it just kind of rolls off the tongue. Rav Amameacha tavas libo nasata lo vareses fasav ba min asela. Eimasai tavas libo nasati lo. When is it When is it something that you desire? Bizman sheres esvasav, when it's on your lips, when it just comes off your lips. Bamina sela, Rav Ramiksiv tavas libona satilo. Rav, as long as we're in this pasuk in Tehillim, he notes that on one hand the Torah says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the desires of your heart. Meaning what it sounds like is HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers your tefillah even before you actually even say it. Uksiv arestes fasav ba mina sela. Meanwhile, the pasuk goes on to say that if you articulate, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't hold back. Meaning he'll give it to you, but you got to ask. So zacha tavas libo v'nasat alo. Lo zacha the arrests fasab baminasala. So if you're working with zichuyos, how to get those zichuyos? That the Gemara doesn't say. But if you're working with zichuyos, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your prayers even before you say them. However, if you're not zocha, so you got to daven. And by davening, it means, it explains Rashi, there's going to be stress and anxiety, and you have to articulate the words, and you got to really open up your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, in other words, that's for the person who's not zochi, he's got to articulate. Tan debei Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, kol makom shenemar netzach sela va'ed, ein lo hefsek olamis. When we see the words netzach, or sela, or va'ed, it means forever, but it means forever without a break. Netzach tichsib kilo leolam ariv, velo lenetzach exov. Sela dichsiv kasher shamanu kim ranu be'er Hashem tzvakos bi'ir elokim. I'm sorry, bi'ir elokeinu, elokim yechoneneha ad olam. Sela. Va'ed, dichsiv Hashem yelach leolam va'ed, the Gemara quotes psukim that indicate that all three of these terms of netzach, sela, and va'ed or all terms that not only refer to forever, but without break. Amar Rav Elazar my dichsiv anakim legargar tich. The pasuk in Mishlei, we cited this pasuk earlier before talking about how if you have something wrong with your throat's bothering you, learn Torah. The Gemara now over here gives another insight into this pasuk in Mishlei. Im asim adam atzmo ke anak zeh saraf al hatzavar. A person makes himself like a necklace, which is on his neck, not tight. Nira eino nira. Sometimes it's seen, sometimes it's not seen. Tamuda miskayim biyado. So then you will have learning, and the learning will stay with you. V'inlavein tamuda miskayim biyado. But if not, your learning is not going to stay with you. What exactly is going on over here? What does all this mean? Rashi, right hand column. Last two Rashi's of the right hand column. Rashi writes, Saraf le tzavar, she'enam etzimtzam bedochek saviv etzavar, ela sharapui berevach. When you're wearing the necklace, you're wearing it loosely around your neck, not tight. Kachu na'im umeretzel abrios. You conduct yourself loosely with other people, meaning you are not tight with other people, you're not makbir with other people, but you're basically easygoing. Nira ve'eno nira, what does that mean? Rashi says, as far as the necklace is concerned, it means sometimes you wear the necklace, people see it, people don't see it. Rashi notes, you have the beard's going to be hiding the necklace. So in other words, it's not always seen. So to the person, says Rashi, right, you can see the last lines of the Rashi, kachim tam hachacham hu eino rodef latzeis v'lavo b'shuk. You're not out in the marketplace. Ela yoshev mechazer al tumudo. Where are you? You're in the base measures, you're learning. So that's a great way for the Torah to stay inside of you. So that's the mashal of the person who should be like a necklace. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar my dichsiv. We're about 2/3 of the down on the Amud. Lechayav karugas abosem. Right, pasuk and shir shirim. Cheeks are like arugas abosem, rows of fragrance, spices. And mesim adam atzmo karugaze shakol dashem ba. You should be like a row, meaning a field. Have people walk over you. Really? Yeah. In other words, anivas. Right? Make yourself low. So then, ukebosim ze shakol mis basim ba. And make yourself fragrant. Make yourself pleasant. Right? People will smell you, so to say. Tamudim miskayim. Ve'im lavein tamudim miskayim. So again, you want to have Torah stay with you? Anivas, humility. Make yourself low. The Amar Rebbe Elazar my dichsiv luchos even. Imada meisen asmos lechayev ke'even zeh, sheinu nimches. So in other words, then make your cheeks like stones. What does that mean? Meaning, Have your mouth moving at all times, learning Torah. Tamudim miskayim biyado v'imlav, ain't tamudim miskayim biyado amar abelazim ha'idichsiv. Charus al aluchos. The Gemara goes back to Parshas Kisisa, describing the luchos, engraved on the luchos, emalei lo nishtabru luchos, rishonos, lo nishtacha tor misal. Had it been that we would have stayed with the first luchos, we would have not forgotten the Torah. The act of forgetting is a result of the breaking of the first luchos. Furthermore, had we been with the first luchos, we would have not been oppressed by any other nation. Shenemer charus al tikre charus al acherus, freedom. The Gemara goes over here. The shira of the be'er. And the psukim go on to describe midbar matana. The Gemara is going to explain this psukim b'derech hadrush. Im meitim adam atzmo kemidbar zeh. You make yourself like a desert. Shahakol dashen bo. People walk over the desert. Again, the idea of making yourself low. Tamudim miskayim biyado v'yam lavin tamudim miskayim biyado. Rav Abridge, Rav Yosef bar Chama havalei milsa l'Rav Yosef b'hadei. The Gemara tells a story. Unbelievable story. Rav Yosef had an argument. The Gemara doesn't tell us what it was exactly, but Rav Yosef was angry with Rava. So kimata male yume de kippure. So Erev Yom Kippur, right? The time when you try to appease everybody. Not with the standard yumochome, but in other words, like real appeasement. Amar ezov afaise. So he treks out to Rav Yosef and he says, let me try to appease him. So, Rav goes to Rav Yosef. Now remember, right, this makes the story great. Rav Yosef was blind. So in other words, he knows somebody was pouring him his drink, but he didn't know who was doing it. So normally as his attendant pours his drink for him, but Rav says, let me do it. Amale havle v'amzige ana yahivle. Mazge kidetame. And so now Rav pours for him a drink. Now remember, pouring a drink is not just a simple act of pouring. Back in the good old days, wine was very thick. It had to have been diluted. So in other words, making wine was an art. So he pours from a drink in the way that he normally does. Amar, and now Rav Yosef is smelling the drink. He's tasting the drink. And, you know, this is me. You know, it could be right. Who knows? But in other words, because Rav Yosef can't see, so it heightens all of his other senses. So he's able to smell and taste the wine. And he realizes, hey, I know who pours a drink like that. Amar dami haimizga lemiziga de Rava breder of Yosef barchama. Oh, that's the way Rava pours the drinks. Amale anahu. So he says, that's me. And again, Rav Yosef's blind, so he doesn't see any of this. So now Rav identifies himself. Yeah, that's me. Amale lotasev akarch ad mefarshali hani cry. So he says, okay, now don't go anywhere until you explain these psukim. My dechsiv umi midbar matana umi matana nachli al bamos umi bamos a guy. So again, this is just simply the shiras habeir. Amalei im adam, and so now Rav is explaining the pesukim. Im adam makes him atzmo kemidbar ze shakol dashim ba Torah nitna lo bimatana. If you make yourself humble like a midbar, so then you're going to be given the Torah as a gift. So then you will be a nachalas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The kevan shenachlo el ole legedula. Now you're nachla el, right? You are a possession of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now people will realize that you're a gift. So people will put you in a position of power. Shenemar manachliel bamos. Meaning you'll be elevated. The ime gislabo. Now you get a power of position of authority, so you got to be careful because it's easy to become arrogant in such a position. And as Gemara says, it's almost like a foregone conclusion. Meaning once you're in a position of power, then you're going to become arrogant. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. So what Hakadosh Baruch Hu then does is he puts you down. Shenema umi bamos hege. You go down into the valley. Vimchoze bar Hakadosh Baruch Hu magbio. Now there in the valley, you're gonna do tshuva, and if you do, so then shenemer kol gegal yinasei, then you're gonna be elevated once again. Okay, so that's the entire progression of becoming a talmid chacham, getting elevated, becoming arrogant, being put down, and eventually getting back up again. And just based on the exchange over here, he kind of get a small window into what must have happened between Rav Yosef and Rabbah. So something along these lines must have happened, but I'm merely speculating. Am Rav Huna Maidichsev, the pasuk says, Chitcha Yashva Ba Tachim B'Tavascha La'ani Elokim. Im Adam Eisim Atzmo Kechaya Zeh, Shedoreses Va'ochelas. Make yourself like a chaya when it comes to eating. Meaning basically shove your face right into the food and eat the food like a wild animal. So the Gemara says, Igadar Misha Masreches Va'ochelas. Tamudo Miskayim Biyado. So then you will have learning stay with you, preservation of learning. Now, what in the world is the Gemara saying? That you should eat like an animal? So Rashi's first pshat is, meaning don't spend a lot of time eating. That's the first pshat of Rashi, although Rashi admittedly gives the second pshat. I'm on the left-hand column of Rashi. It's the last lines of the third to last Rashi. On the Amud Nira Be'inai, Rashi says, I think, no, says Rashi, I don't think that's the pshat. In fact, when Talmidei Chachamim eat, they got to eat with dignity and royalty, and they cannot eat like a wild animal. The Ama Bushem, they have to be careful about how they eat, they have to be careful about how they dress. So anyway, so Rashi says, I don't think that's the pshat. Rather, what's the pshat? The pshat is when you learn something, you go over it again. Meaning, don't just simply hear something and that's it, but learn it, go over it. Right? That's the analogy to the wild animal, doresis va'ocheles. Meaning, don't spend any time between what you hear and the review of it. But you hear something, attack. Go over it again. That's Rashi says, his preferred pshat in the Gemara. Now, if you do this, Kadosh Baruch Hu provides you a meal himself. Notes there, teina yochel priya. If you are a notzer, a guard of the fig, you will eat its fruit. Pasuk and Mishlei. What? So, Lamanim Shalad Divrei Torah Kiteina. The Gemara goes on to explain. Why is Torah referred to as like a fig compared to a fig Mateina Zoo? Top of Nundal and Amud Beis. Kolz Mancha Adam Mimash Meshba Motzi Bateinim. Just like when a person goes to his fig tree, so he's always going to find figs over there. Like, I know this. But Rashi explains the fig tree does not have one yield of produce at one time, but rather it gives off figs different times of the year. So you go to a fig tree, you're always going to find figs. So after every Torah, calls mancha adam hogeh bahen, motze behem ta'am. Same thing is true with Torah. You investigate Torah, you analyze Torah, you're going to always find something new from that same bit of Torah. I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani ma'idichsev, ayalas o'avim v'ayalas chein. Lamanim shela divrei Torah la'ayalas. The Gemara describes Torah, compares Torah to an ayala, right, a deer, a gazelle. The Gemara describes the ayala physiologically. It gives pleasure to its mate every single time. Like just like the first time. Same thing is true regarding Torah. Meaning pleasure is derived from the learning of Torah, not just like for the first time, but every single time like the first time. And it provides a certain amount of grace over its learners. Dadel Yarvecha b'chol eis. The Gemara again goes back to the pasuk of Mishlei. Torah is compared to a dad. Lamanim shel divrei Torah kedad madad zeh kozman shatidu mimashvesh ba motzei bo chalav. The child, the baby, the infant is always going to find milk from its mother. Av divrei Torah kozman shadam hogeba emotzei ba emtam. So too, when a person learns Torah, always going to find some taste coming out of the Torah. When you're always involved in Torah, so you'll be a little tishge, right? You'll be a little absent-minded, right? The Torah over here, the Gemara over here, describes a learner of Torah to be slightly absent-minded. Gemara gives an example of this. Kigon. Rabbi Elazar ben Pradas Amar Alaval, Rabbi Elazar Shaya Yoshev, the Oseik B'Torah B'Shuk HaTachton Shol Tzipori. When he was learning Torah, he was in the bottom marketplace of Tzipori. V'Sadino Mutal B'Shuk HaAlyon Shol Tzipori. Meanwhile, where is his jacket? It's in the upper marketplace. He forgot it. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Ba'Machas Ba'Adam Lilo. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, you know, someone wanted to take his jacket once because he forgot it. But there was a snake over there ready to pounce on the person who was ready to take the jacket of Rabbi Lazar. Tandabe Ravanamai Dixiv Rochve Asono Secharos Yoshve Al Mijan Vahoche Al Derech Sicho. The Pasuk in Shoftim, Shiras Devora. What is it referencing? The Gemara explains the Pasuk Bederech Hadrush. Rochve Asono Sela Tamid Chacham Mishmahachim Eir Leir Umimidina Medina Lomod Bo Torah. The first part of the Pasuk, riders of the donkey, that's Tamid Chacham, and they're traveling. They travel to far places to go learn Torah. They make the Torah clear like the afternoon. When they judge fairly, and they try to arrive at a truthful decision. They walk, that's referring to those studying the Chumash. They over the derech, over the way, that's the Balei Mishnah. Sicho ele balatema, those who discuss and discourse, that's referring to people learning Talmud, analysis of the Mishnah. Shekol sichasam divrei Torah. I'm Rav Shiz be Mishim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, my dich siv lo yachruch rimiyat sido. Pasuk in Mishle, the Gemara explains in one of two ways, either, one of three ways I should say. The first way is the Pasuk, well, let me just go back to the Pasuk. Lo yachruch rimiyat sido. Rimiyat is like a charlatan, a trickster. Sido, right, that which he traps. The Gemara explains, pshat number one, lo yichye v'lo yarech yamim tzayed haramai. Some people are charlatans in their learning, meaning they learn a little bit, they know a little bit of information, they present it like they're really erudite, and meanwhile, they don't know much more than that. So for that person, lo yichye v'lo yarech, he won't live a long life. That's pshat number one in the pasuk of Mishle. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzayid Haramai Yachroch. What's the pshat of Rav Sheshes? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi, third line down. Ein zeh ramai ela shotev akovetz al yad hu aramai va'arim bedavar. Over here, Ramai does not mean in a negative way, like he's a charlatan, but Ramai over here means he's cunning. In other words, what makes him so cunning is that when he traps something, like for example a bird, he'll break the wings of the bird and then he'll move on to the next bird. So in other words, the person learning, so when he sees a little bit, break the wings, meaning he'll master it, and then he'll move on to the next. Doesn't seem like it's so in favor of the Daf Yomi. But in other words, okay. Rochas, I'm sorry. Lo yachin tzayid haramai, Rav Sheshet Amar, tzayid haramai yachrochias, Rav Dima Amar mashal tzayid, shitzad ziparim, the Gemara over here goes on to explain, Rav Sheshet. He traps birds. Rishon Rishon Mishaber Kenafav. Every bird he breaks the wings. Mishtamer. And that's great. Meaning because once you break the wings of the bird, so the bird's not running anywhere. So too with learning. You learn a little bit, you master it, you so to say you break the wings, then you move on. V'yimlav in Mishtamer. Amarav Amarav Schor Amarav Huna Mai Dichsev Hon Me Evel Yimat V'kalbeitz Al Yad Yirbeh. The Gemara quotes another pasuk that speaks to this very idea. Imosa adam torasav chavilos chavilos mitmaet. The imlav kovets ayad yerba. If you bundle Torah, meaning you try to amass a lot of Torah in one time, you try to cram it in, the Gemara says no good. However, if you kovets ayad, you bring up the Torah hand piecemeal, right, one handful at a time, yerba. Then you're going to accumulate Torah. Amar Rava, Yadei Rabban Lahamilsa. Now Rava says, I'll tell you what. The rabbis know this. They heard this. V'avri Allah. And they don't care. Meaning they violate it. Meaning that that's not the methodology in which the B'nai HaYeshiva learn. But rather, they try to amass a lot one time. V'avri Allah. Amar Rav Nachman Ba'itzak Ana Avadata V'ikayim B'yadei. I did this, and it worked wonders for me. Meaning, I did not try to mass Torah a lot at one time, but rather I went piecemeal. Okay, good. A lot. Oh. Right.
this gives us a small piece of itself, right. And everyone has the option to hang during the day to go to the
right. Interview. It's okay. I don't feel that threatened, but I appreciate it. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow, pick it up in terms of the Masorah. Okay, almost done with the Agata, and it's unfortunate. It was really enjoyable. Okay, but tomorrow back to Hilchos Erev Tchumim. Okay, the Rabbi Chana. I'm sorry, Rufur Shlema 4 Ben Yamin Zevakon Ben Shon Rivka for Rufal Zak Avram Ben Yakir Avigail Ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yosef. וחנאי מנקש מאפסח שבח חזק סופי חכיר במטור מצו שנמר נחפי צמנציקו ידו טוב ידיר